here today and so on. Each of us has kind of different roles in this, so I'll ask them to have for some input. And any of the department heads here today are welcome to do that. At the end of those presentations, anyone is welcome to stand and state their name and address and say anything they wish to, comments or declarations about it. So this budget started back in December. Emergency management has to have their budget done by the middle of December, so that one was worked on first. This one, many of the departments have their budget, had their budgets to us in December. Typically, we get started in January, February. Due to nobody's fault, we had some glitches in getting this prepared that frustrated everyone, including us, the auditor's office, and all the departments, all the employees. It's been a stressful time over the last 5 months for all of us. As we move forward and got over those hurdles that kept coming at us, we finally came to a finalized budget. Unfortunately, it was just 2 days before we had to give notice out to the public to have this meeting tonight. So it means we had to make some pretty bad presentations to some of the departments. Wasn't enjoyed by us, wasn't enjoyed by anybody. I'm so thankful for the departments. They really had 2 working days to deal with adjustments that we have not dealt with in my time here. Previous, when I was here, I recall going to several budget meetings of this type, and I heard them talking about, this is a good budget, we worked on this budget, you know, it's really nice. This one is not. It's one of the most challenging things that we have dealt with in, I think, 25 years in this county. Some of you may know that the legislature has limited the growth in counties to 2%. So that means that with inflation at 3%, cost of living at 3.2, we're in that area for both of them. It doesn't take long to figure out that that's turning into an upside down situation. We recently reviewed our previous year's budget with our private auditing firm, and we had at that time been notified that we, in the previous year, not this current one, the previous year, that we had burned down $3 million of carryover money. Well, some of that was planned for and saved and put away, but the result of it is that we had an increase of $1.3 million in wages, resulting in where we get to today is that it's just, it's not something that we can tolerate moving forward, burning down any carryover. So we're setting a budget today that has some pretty nasty ramifications. I'll just go through what they are, and all the, some of the departments that are affected here. In economic development, there'll be a cut of $150,000 with the elimination of an employee. Public health, a reduction of $125,000. So these monies are that what come in to support these things, each of these departments. Does not affect, some of them have revenues and so on, but this is money that's come from taxpayers into their departments. So $125,000 from the conservation, $25,000 from the sheriff's department, secondary roads of $130,000, with an additional delayed project that will amount to another $150,000. We cut back on the libraries. It's a great venture here in this county. We pulled back $17,000 of all of the libraries who received support from the county. The county fair board was cut back $21,000. Our support to Elderbridge was cut back $6,650. UDMO cut back $7,500. The conference center, we have been working for 8 months with a consultant who's got 40 years of experience in restaurants, hospitality, conference centers, and motels. So we've got come a long ways during that time, but we've got a long ways to go. We're going to continue to work with that consultant, but we have that cut back there of $138,000. whatever we can cut amongst ourselves, the supervisors are taking a 2% cut, and a pay raise that doesn't amount to much, about $4,000, and then the final is $5,000 from the jail. And so, these are cuts backs that hurt, that we realize that they hurt the people that we walked amongst here. My opinion that the legislature identifies that we walk amongst the people that we work with here every day, grocery stores and church and ballgames and schools everywhere. So they recognize, they felt that it was a hard decision for us to make certain cuts to those things, so pretty much they are doing that for us, and these are the results of what we have to deal with. So, not a pleasant thing. I'll tell you that moving forward next year, we anticipate a similar amount. This total here represents just short of $900,000 in cuts. So, we have also, so April, we've got a lot of things. If you want to talk about numbers, our evaluations are up a little bit, but we cut the levy back some on both the general and the supplemental, trying to equalize the taxes. It's kind of a hard combination to do. We can't throw the number at Kim and say, this is where we can kind of go where we are and where we wanted to be targeted at. Anyway, you got any comments there?
First and foremost, I would just want to recognize Kim. She was put in a very difficult situation, and she spent nights and weekends and hours just trying to step in and really fill that gap. So I just want to recognize her and her team for their support. And then just echo what Rick said, this has been very difficult. And it came fast and furious at the end. We did the best that we could. And that's all I have to say.
Well, Ryan, did you have anything you want to do?
Yeah, for maybe just a couple minutes, I'd like to take a few minutes just to add some transparency to where funding for secondary road funding comes from, and then to just provide some insight into the challenges we face when looking at expenditures. So local property tax, which we're here to discuss tonight, being rural and general basic, makes up about 30% of secondary road fund revenue. If you live outside city limits, you're assessed a rural levy. This coming fiscal year, the amount of rural levy collected that is transferred toward the secondary road fund is approximately $2.37 per $1,000 of assessed value after rollback. This year is the first time in 6 years that that levy has been reduced down from $2.61 per thousand. For example, a portion of tax transferred to the secondary road fund for a rural residential property assessed at $250,000 is approximately $280. That's about the cost of one load of rock or gravel hauled. There are less than 4,000 rural residential homes in Hamilton County. In 2026, we will haul in place about 8,000 loads of rock and gravel on our 715 miles of granular roads. If you live inside a city, you're not assessed a rural levy. The amount of general levy collected that is transferred towards the secondary road fund is approximately 10 cents per thousand after rollback. So again, for example, the portion of tax transferred to the secondary road fund for urban residential property assessed at $250,000 is approximately $13. For the upcoming fiscal year, road use tax collected by the state for fuel and registrations will provide about 60% of secondary road fund revenue. In 2021, just looking back 5 years, Hamilton County Secondary Roads received $4,172,860. 5 years later, from road use tax, 5 years later, in 2025, $4,229,117. So that's a 1.3% increase over 5 years, or about 0.2% per year. Over this same period of time, we, as all people, have seen just a significant increase in costs. For material, 2020 crushed rock price was $8.20 a ton, 2026 it's $11.70. That's 43% increase. For equipment, 2021 motor grader was $337,000 per unit, 2025 is $409,000 per unit. 21% increase. 2021, a tandem axle dump truck with snow equipment, $228,000 per unit. 2026, it's $320,000 per unit. That's a 40% increase. This is for a nearly identical truck. So in Hamilton County, as well as most counties of a similar size, nearly 100% of the secondary road fund expenditure is on maintenance alone, not on resurfacing or bridge replacements. I just want to kind of share something about resurfacing, because we get a lot of questions about why we don't, why we're not paving more roads. Currently, we use approximately 80% of the allocated farm to market funds and 100% of surface transportation block grant funds, which is federal aid for resurfacing. This equates to about $1.3 million per year. The current cost of asphalt resurfacing is about $300,000 per year. This means that we can afford to resurface about 4.3 miles per year. Our paved system includes 215 miles of asphalt and concrete roads. So at 4.3 miles per year, our roads need to go 50 years between resurfacing. Our staff works tirelessly to do everything we can to stretch that 1.3 million as far as it will go, including incorporating grant funding, coordinating projects with nearby counties to entice more bidding competition, working with contractors to design projects that are easy to bid, that we get a lot of bids on, with a few modifications or change orders needed after the letting. So I just want to take the time to say, our staff, our foremen, our operators continue to try and find efficiencies, explore new methods and procedures, to do everything we can to maintain the expected level of service while the funds available for the relative costs decrease. So thank you for just giving me an opportunity to say that.
Okay. Any other department heads here want to say anything? Or?
I'd like to say...
Hang on, Dave. We're going to do department heads first. Brian.
Okay. So conservation was cut $125,000. We're going to basically have to shut down our environmental education programming starting January 1st of 2027. Our wildlife management areas management will be shut down July 1st of this year. Environmental education and wildlife management is the heart and soul of County Conservation Board. It's going to have an impact on the public here as well. Our budget is approximately $1.8 million total. We use less than 40% of tax dollars to operate. 2 years ago, we were down to 27% because this is how efficient we are. It depends on our revenue. That is a driving factor. We know that with weather. It's a crapshoot every time we do that. I took some notes as you guys were talking earlier, and April, please correct me if I'm wrong, if I wrote this down, but next year you guys are possibly looking at another round of cuts. Did I hear that correctly? But we don't know yet, I know.
I mean, it depends what the legislature does. I mean, we only can grow so much depending, with House File 718 that's in place now, and then if whatever's coming that would take the place of House File 718.
Okay.
I mean, it's very possible.
So there's some unknowns out there yet that we know. But hypothetically, if we have to go through this again, we're going to have to decide which parks are we shutting down. We don't have a choice. We are already thin staffed as it is, but we're getting some very, very difficult decision making here, and I think we need to start looking at unique different ways of how we do county government, especially on our smaller counties such as ourselves. We need to probably put a think tank, a team together to get some of this stuff rolling here, but I don't think it's fair to the public to sustain 2 years of cuts on this. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Okay. I don't think there's any other departments here in comments. So, okay. Dave, you had Dave.
Oh, my only question was about Veterans Affairs. How much did you cut anything out of that? Or?
Yeah, so there was, well, we're not adding. There was a request for a second half a person, and that's not in the budget. So we were 5 years ago at 3/4 of a person. I'll say we went to 1.5 and went through a process here over the past 2 years and ended up with, fortunately, with Amanda that's... so anyway, that second person will not, is not in the budget.
I was just, it's kind of hard for Amanda to be turned back, in that back hallway. where she, her office is, and somebody walks in, it's, you know, a veteran, some of them are not really, they get a little overexcited, let's put it that way. And I didn't know if there's a way we could have some kind of a push button, you know, and she can answer back, say, I'll be with you when I can, rather than walking up that hallway all the time, you know, get it. But after something down the road, we'll talk about it, you know, promise.
Anybody else from the public wishes to make comments? Okay, with that, I'll, was there any written prior comments?
Not received anything.
Okay. So with that, I'll close the public hearing and move forward with the recommendations of the compensation board. Due to our friends in the legislature, again, they have changed who the compensation board is, and supervisors now serve as the compensation board. So, the recommendations of the compensation board have been to the auditor at 3%, all of these at, with all the following at 3%, the auditor, county attorney, recorder, sheriff, and treasurer, all at 3%, and the supervisors at a reduction of 2%.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2026-18 on the compensation board recommendation.
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. This is roll call.
Eli?
Aye.
Clausen?
Aye.
Young?
Aye. So moving ahead with the resolution of the action of the 26-27 budget. And entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion on resolution 2026-19 action.
27 budget. I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. This is also a roll call.
Clausen?
Aye.
Eli?
Aye.
Young?
Aye. Okay, with that, we have no further business to attend.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. All's may rise.
Aye.
Aye. Hold on there.